love Tony. I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina. I want to be a Batman.
Rural and financially strapped school districts can find it hard to keep up with the latest innovations in education. But the schools in Stockbridge, Michigan, keep trying to roll out innovations they hope can give their students an edge. This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. I've been doing a series of reports on the schools in Stockbridge. We'll take a look at an innovation educators have made work without any extra money. The first time I met Bruce Brown, he had to excuse himself when three middle schoolers came into his office to ask if he could give a jump to a father's car out in the parking lot with a dead battery.
Just take me 5 minutes, I'm sorry.
He was happy to do it. I should mention that Brown is the superintendent of the Stockbridge school system, but he has that small town accessibility. When a family's moving into the district, Brown's likely to personally show them around. Brown's a popular superintendent, even though cuts in state aid and a shrinking population have hit the thrifty district hard. He seems to let teachers and administrators try new and challenging things.
Our principals are principal of the year material. Yep, they are. And we've put a lot of careful attention into staff hiring. Very capable teachers. Lots of them here. My job is to support them, to facilitate their work.
Under Brown's leadership, the Stockbridge schools have programs and achievements bigger, richer schools just don't have. Brown's retiring at the end of the year. Some of the staff is worried a tight budget will make it hard for the new superintendent to foster the same amount of innovation. One of the innovative projects just getting off the ground is the Exploratory Academy. It started in September at Heritage Elementary, the school for 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. The Academy has taken over one wing of the school. It's a hybrid between an oversized garage workshop and a regular elementary school. Huge sheets of plywood, wires, tools, and kids. It's a liability lawyer's nightmare. But these educators are in heaven. Against the wall, in 5-gallon buckets, there are underwater robot kits the kids have built to lease to other schools. These girls and boys are between 8 and 11 years old. Caleb Ricketts is a 5th grader. He and his parents got a letter over the summer asking them if they wanted to try something new.
Yeah, I'm like, what's that all about? And then I got into it, and it was all this building and fun activities, and I really liked it. My mom and dad want me to be in it next year, too.
But Caleb's going to middle school next year, where there isn't an academy. He'll miss the project time. Because in addition to traditional learning, like reading and writing, every day kids are able to get out of their desks and use their hands to do something like recreate the life cycle of a salmon, or build a hovercraft to study physics. Steve Trozen teaches in the academy.
The main thing is kids are excited about coming to school. I had no less than 5 kids out every day last week, and I was getting emails from kids saying, I want to come to school, but my mom won't let me. What am I missing? So
the plan is for 1/4 of the kids in the school to be in the academy each year. So far, outcomes for the kids in the academy are good. Standardized test scores show they're on track or better. Parent participation is way up, and outcomes are going beyond the classroom. Little girls like 5th grader Kennedy Dunlap are helping out their dads and confident they have something to add.
I helped my dad build our shed in the back, and then I helped build my brother's crib.
Thanks to volunteers and donated materials, right now the academy doesn't cost any extra money. But Principal Jim Kelly says that can't continue.
In order to really improve things, you know, it's going to cost some funds, and we just need to look at creative ways to do that, I guess. You're trying to improve somewhere, and then they say there's no money, but we're going to be facing that across the board.
Kelly and the teachers hope they'll be able to keep fostering innovation. Tomorrow, we'll hear about part of the school system where innovation seems difficult, middle school. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.